was getting darker and darker, and then I said, well, now we've got no light now, it's dark. The river was full of all crap and trees and really a wind blow your head off, you know. And the army dragged a searchlight over, but unfortunately they never ever could get it started. So that was the end of that. So that we're and the night's getting on. And then a very amazing thing happened. The wind dropped and the clouds opened up above us. This is something out of this is a bit scary actually. The clouds opened up and the biggest moon in the world is sitting over us, and it's like daylight. There's not a ripple on the water. Sadly, it was still running fast. So I said to the senior, I said, well, look, I think if we're ever going to go, we better go now. You know, I said, I don't know what happened, but it's possible now. So we went over, and then when we got there, the few treetops and then the peak of the house, and there's 35 people sitting on what's left of the roof.
What sort of state were they in?
Very calm, quite amazing. Yeah. And they said, you know, good old Main Beach, and I answered them properly when to tell them that the surface paradise, you know.
So how did you manage to fit 35 people into these boats and rescue them?
I don't know. It was the biggest risk in the world, because only one tree's got a lock in us. And particularly to make my worry more, the first thing they handed me was a little baby in a white shawl. So I put this little girl between my feet, and then the boys, I don't know how we got the people in there. I don't know. I know we only went across twice. Remembering back, I don't really know how we did it. It was a long time ago, you know. I'm not joking about this. I sort of forget the details. The years roll on, but the way the weather changed was absolutely very like spooky. It came from impossible to glass, and it seemed to go like clockwork. And then the clouds covered over, and she was on again, full pelt.
That's almost miraculous.
Well, I don't want you to think I'm getting old and senile and imagining things, but I don't expect you to believe me, but that's exactly how it happened.
You've kept a hold of a letter here, a very heartfelt response. Who's this letter from?
That's from Mrs. Briley. She had a little daughter, Anne, and it never stops, this story.
Anne was the baby.
Anne was the baby, yes. He was the little baby in this little white shawl. And anyway, years later, when I changed my job, and I was working on the road as a travelling salesman, and I used to call it this shop at Narang Street, and there was always a little girl behind the counter, and she sort of used to go a little bit red when I'd come in, you know, sometimes. And then she said one day she said, Bill, she said, you remember that night when you came over and rescued those people off the island? She said, I don't remember it, because she said, I was that little baby that they handed you.
Wow. That's incredible. And her mother wrote to you on just a couple of weeks later, saying, thanking you and your members. Thank you for your kind assistance given to myself, son and little daughter during the cyclone and in getting us safely off the island. It must, even now, it must really just warm you up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think about it a lot. It was a long time ago. But talking now, I'm, you know, wasn't a bad effort.